people, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, I'm Chris Adam One. Welcome to I'm Chris Adam One podcast, episode 145. How y'all living? I'm living swell. We're gonna be talking about Tales of the Walking Dead. I believe this is episode 3, maybe episode 4. Anywho, it's Dr. Everest and the medicine woman. I don't know. I think her name was Amy. I'm not 100% sure. But I would get into the episode itself if you haven't watched it already. I'm not going to give up any spoilers. But basically, it's set up to like a nature channel where Dr. Everest is back monitoring the zombies and their behaviors, their patterns, the little things they do. He's basically monitoring them like the wildlife. And Amy was basically almost got killed by these zombies. Dr. Everest helped her, nursed her back to good health and told her to be on her way. And basically she gave him an offer saying, hey, if you can get me back to her tribe, I mean her family, she'll be appreciative. And the episode ended, the lady ended up meeting her, you know, family, the group, and he was basically explaining to her, if she goes to this group, she's going to end up dying because there's a group of zombies heading to the same area her family, her group was in. She went there anyway. She fought her way all the way up to the hill to say hi to everybody, only to die with everyone there. They were also collecting, chopping zombie heads. I don't understand what that was about, but I do feel like this group is going to be an introduction of one of the groups that the original Walking Dead has probably done dealt with in previous seasons. But I'm done talking about it. Look here, I'm here to tell you guys, and Tales of the Walking Dead is going to be 6 episodes, okay? We're already on episode 3. Wait a minute, hold up, let's count it off. Okay, episode 1 was Olivia Munn and Terry Crews. Episode 2 was the lady that was in The Walking Dead last season. Yes, it's going to be episode. This is episode 3. Dr. Everest and the medicine woman. I think her name was Amy. Anyway, I'm about to tell you guys, Tales of the Walking Dead is dead. All right? The series is dead. I do not see them green lighting this for a season 2. It's going to be a one and done. They may dabble Tales of the Walking Dead onto the AMC Plus app. And you can tell that they're trying to build the AMC Plus app similar to Disney Plus. A lot of their original concepts, a lot of their original shows are going to gravitate on AMC Plus. You may see some show like the Negan show. Negan and I forgot the other lady's name. They're going to do City of the Dead. They're going to be in New York City, and that's going to be a 6-part episode. Still no word if this is going to make it to the AMC network, but it's definitely a original idea and original concept for AMC Plus. Tales of the Walking Dead is dead, okay? There's no need for you to watch the other 3 episodes. Now, they did something in episode 3 they haven't done in the previous 2 episodes, and a lot of people in the comment section on social media has talked about this, particularly in the Walking Dead groups, that they finally killed off a main character, okay? You know, if y'all want to say that's something spectacular, okay, toodles. But like I said, the 2 driving points of The Walking Dead, shows of The Walking Dead, is the storytelling and the character development. Those are the strongest points about any show from the Walking Dead universe, the OG Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, Walking Dead World Beyond, even though there's a lot of people out there that didn't like the show, but the show still had those elements of great storytelling and character development. I think, you know, those are the stronger parts of those shows. With Tales of the Walking Dead, I think they, I don't know if those ideals took a hiatus. I don't know if those ideals are on the cutting room floor. However, Tales of the Walking Dead, there's no need for you to watch this, okay? It is hot garbage juice, okay? It's trailer park trash, okay? It's a burning dumpster fire that needs to be extinguished quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? Episode 1, the introduction, I did not like, but I sort of kind of co-signed because, of course, they had Olivia Munn and Terry Crews. The story was pretty decent, but it lacked in the character development. I mean, you didn't have a love or hate for either of these two characters. I felt like episode 2, they just regurgitated an old concept and an old ideal from The Walking Dead of last season, okay, even though she was a phenomenal villain, okay, Alpha and Omega, still, you knew more about her in the OG Walking Dead than what you ever knew in this 45-second introduction of her character. That was, that episode was, I thought that episode was going to be great, but it wasn't. And I think the Thelma and Louise episode, I forgot all about that episode. I didn't like that from start to finish. That had the deja vu elements in it. And now, actually, that might be episode 4. Hold up. We got we got Olivia Munn, Terry Crews. We got Thelma and Louise. Okay, after Thelma and Louise, we got Alpha, the origin of Alpha. And then we got, we're on episode 4 right now, going into episode 5. That means we have 2 episodes left. I was not a big fan of any of these episodes. I mean, I could co-sign to the first episode, but I feel like all the rest of the episodes were below par. That were uninteresting. And to make matters worse, I found out what the next Sunday's episode is going to be. And after I watched a couple of clips, I was turned off about it. Okay, I was totally turned off about it. I don't think this is going to be a good show either. So people, you have a choice to make. Either you just go ahead and say, okay, even though this show sucks, this concept sucks, should I just punish myself more and go ahead and watch the last 2 episodes, all right? Or should I just cut my losses here? I'm cutting my losses here. I'm not even going to watch next Sunday's episode. I'm not even going to review last Sunday's episode. If you guys subscribe to my podcast in the intent of the Walking Dead stuff, I'm just not a huge fan of it. And I just think that this is a bad concept, a bad idea, all right? This thing was just bad from start to finish. And I'm going to go into the next segment. We got a commercial break. So listen to the commercials, and I got more to tell about the future of Tales of the Walking Dead, as well as the future of The Walking Dead in general, okay? So the future of Tales of the Walking Dead, like I said in the earlier segment, I don't think they're going to green light this for season 2. I'm not impressed. I'm not happy. I'm not entertained. I'm not even on a comedic level laughing about Tales of the Walking Dead. I just think Tales of the Walking Dead is hot garbage juice. It is horrible. I wouldn't go as far as horrible. Let me take that back. I just don't think it's interesting. All right. I don't think this is going to be a filler or a fluffer for hardcore Walking Dead fans that, okay, we're just going to watch this. So when the original Walking Dead comes on, we got something to watch. Or when the Fear of the Walking Dead comes on, we got something to watch. I don't see this being greenlit for a season two. And like I said in the earlier segments, would not surprise me none if it's on AMC Plus. I think AMC is building up the portfolio of AMC Plus. I feel like the majority of a lot of the ideals of the Tales of the Walking Dead universe are going to be exclusively to AMC Plus. And they're setting up AMC Plus like Disney Plus. Everyone sees what Disney Plus is doing with the Marvel Universe and Star Wars and things of that nature. They're seeing Disney Plus making hand over fist over original content. When you look at Hulu and Netflix, they are struggling. I do think Hulu has some small hitters, bangers here and there. No Murders in the Building. I like that aspect. Selena Gomez and Steve Martin and Martin Short. I like that concept. There's a lot of original concept on Hulu that's just... they just need to capitalize on what they already have. I think Netflix is gravitating on a lot of original content on overseas. There's some original series that are made for like the Japanese audience, like Squid Games. That was a huge successful hit for Netflix. And We're All Dead, that was a cult following. I feel like a lot of these ideals and concepts is what going to be the real reason why people are going to subscribe to Netflix and Hulu. I think Disney Plus as well as Netflix is going to adopt what Hulu is doing, which is have ad play during their movies and television shows. That gives them extra revenue. And if you, the subscriber, don't want to watch ads, okay, well, cool. You can subscribe to an upper tier subscribe base where you don't have to watch the ads. You can just watch it. You know, there's no ads, all right? I think Disney is going to adopt that. And I also think that Netflix is going to adopt that. Now, with the future of The Walking Dead, I've been fast aboard thinking and believing that a lot of their original concept, a lot of their original ideals are going to be really in the Disney Plus algorithm. I think they're bigger bangers. They're going to be either on Disney Plus as well as AMC Plus and as well as AMC. But I feel like now more than ever, they're going to have a lot of heaters that's going to register for AMC. I think AMC is going to adopt what Disney Plus is doing. Personally, it was a fun ride with Tales of the Walking Dead. I thought that this was going to be a lot better than what it ultimately transpired into being. Who knows? Maybe the last couple of episodes are going to be hot. They're going to be heaters. They're going to be bangers. A lot of people are going to gravitate to these. And maybe not. I just don't think nor believe Tales of the Walking Dead is going to be a replacement for The Walking Dead, which is last season. It's going to be this year, and then they're going to break those characters up, and those characters are going to have their own television shows, their own miniseries, their own movies or documentaries or whatever, because they have a great farm base of characters that they have been cultivating on the original Walking Dead that Maggie and Negan, Carl, you got a lot of those characters that are in the Walking Dead universe that you can make a series or movies out of. Carl, well, not too much Carl because he done died, but you never know. They may do a mini series about him before his event of dying, or maybe in an alternate world he's grown up now. So you don't know what the Walking Dead has up underneath their sleeve. But as far as the future looks bright for the Walking Dead universe, I just don't think not so much for Tales of the Walking Dead. But that's all I got for today. Guys, tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. Support the podcast. This would be very appreciative if you are able to. And I will see you guys next week with a new topic, talking about something different. Because I am so disappointed in Tales of the Walking Dead. It's not even funny, all right? But I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.